You're listening to WWBC, Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m.
Good morning,
on WMIE.
Good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
We want to invite you to rejoice and be glad with us New Year's Eve as we come into 2026 at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in the city of Cocoa. 9 o'clock, we'll be sharing a meal together. And 10 o'clock, our service will begin. 2025 is prophetically our year of fruitfulness, and we are getting ready to enter into 2026. And Pastor Beckford will be delivering the prophetic word for the year. And that's what's so great about the teaching at Celebration Tabernacle Church, because it's not a one and done. It's not a this Sunday we're learning about that, next Sunday we're learning about this, and we're all over the place. We don't have understanding about anything. We just have a lot of cliches.
Yes.
But no, sir. That's not how it is. We have a main prophetic word for the year, and then each month it has a component that helps us be able to understand, to be able to practice, to be able to do the word so that we can see the total fulfillment of the word throughout the year, because we know things take time. There's seed time and harvest. You know, we like to talk about reaping. We like to hear about harvest, but there's seed, and then there's this thing called time where things have to take place in order for it to come into full manifestation. So we want to invite you to be a part of the rich teaching at Celebration Tabernacle Church. The word Pastor Beckford teaches with clarity. Our foundation, our core foundation, is faith, excellence, and understanding. So when we have understanding and we have faith, we can produce excellence.
Ooh, that's all. Mm-hmm. You just sum it up, mm-hmm. Diane, in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. It's just profound. Profound. When we have the faith and the understanding of what we're about to do, and when we know what we are favored, ooh. Yeah. And then we also know the second component. Mm-hmm. Not only that we are favored, but the Lord is what? With you.
Mm-hmm.
See, here, let's look at this morning, and this Tuesday morning. The angel says to Mary, you are favored, mm-hmm. number one. Number two, the Lord is with you. Mm-hmm. So, we're going to stay now. So, I need to know, and all three of us around here, in any given task we're going to do, or any decision that we are going to make, we have to make sure that God is with us in this thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not me alone. So I'm not doing it on my own. I'm doing it because I know that God is with me. Mm-hmm. So the angel is giving Mary that assurance. Mm-hmm. He says, the Lord is with you. You're favored. And then if we look in scripture, in Genesis, it's just, I got to go find this scripture. Find this scripture because it's so powerful, that this truth that we're bringing out. The Lord is with you. Genesis 39, verse 2. Genesis 39 and verse 2 will support this message that the angel is giving.
The Lord was with Joseph, and he was a successful man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And verse 3, and his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all he did to prosper in his hand.
Oh.
So Joseph found favor in his sight and served him. Then he made him overseer of his house, and all that he had he put under his authority.
So this is the morning we stayed with that. Did you see that? And all our listeners, here's the ingredients. The ingredients for success in any endeavor is that you must have the favor of God. You must have, you must know that God is with you. Here we see not Mary now. In Genesis chapter 39, Joseph. Remember, who is this Joseph? Joseph went to Egypt as a slave. Joseph was thrown into a pit. Joseph wasn't like, okay, this guy coming from university, has everything, all the bells and whistles. No way. This guy was thrown into a pit and left to die. So we know now on this Tuesday morning why he did not die in that pit. We know now. It wasn't Joseph or anything that Joseph could do. It was God. God has favor on him. God favor. Joseph was a favorite boy among the rest of brothers. Let's put it. Joseph was not is the only son. So here it is. Of all the sons, that you give a nice analogy in mother. All the ice cream in that thing. That is a favorite. Okay? That is the chosen ice cream, man. That's the one we run to, okay? Because it has something that the rest don't have. Joseph has something that his brother didn't have. And so Joseph was leaving that pit to die. So we now know the only reason why he comes out of that pit, because he was favored by God. He was God, one of God's favorites.
For that assignment.
For assignment, don't care.
Then in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, he reiterates it because he says, but as for you, when he was talking to his brothers, after everything had passed, the time had passed, he said, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive.
So there's purpose behind it.
Yeah, even though he had to face the adversity and these things were coming against him, he knew these three dynamics, which we're going to go through throughout the course of this week. He knew that he had God's favor. He knew that the Lord was with him, even though an outsider may say, you know, well, you came in as a slave. You came in sold out, you know, by your brothers, by your family. You're separated from your community. Yeah, you're here in this foreign place. An outsider looking in may give their opinion or their commentary in one way. But Joseph, he knew that he didn't go by what it looked like. He knew that the favor of God was with him, that the Lord was with him, and that he was blessed, and everything that he put his hands to in Potiphar's house prospered. Said that, but got to the point where the only thing Potiphar knew what was on the end of his fork that he was putting in his mouth, because he put everything under Joseph's hand, under Joseph's authority, because of the excellence that was being produced. How did Joseph produce this excellence in this foreign place when the circumstances were stacked against him? He had the favor of God.
Yeah.
He knew that the Lord was with him, and he was blessed by God.
So this is really a perfect story. Now, we know the beginning to the end. We know Joseph comes out on top.
Yeah.
But just think about it, on the day that they grabbed him.
Yeah.
These were his brothers. He was the baby brother. He was favored because his father loved his mother who had passed away. So they were jealous. There was a lot of jealousy and they hated their brother. So they tricked him and he fell into a pit. So now let's say Joseph looked at it and he looked around at his circumstances. His thought would be, oh my God, my brother's turned on me. I'm in this pit. I'm going to die. It's going to be terrible. But that's not what happened. Now, we saw the beginning to the end, so we know what comes out at the end. But like in life, sometimes something terrible happens, and let's try not to react that way, because we don't know the end. But if we know we're highly favored in God and we keep faith and we look to God, we know that no matter what happens, it will be okay. And so this story demonstrates that, you know, because he never gave up. And he was also falsely accused later on by this woman that said he had done something that he did not do. So a lot of things went against him. I mean, he should have been gone.
Yes.
But instead, God's favor came upon him. He was blessed and God was with him. And in the end, everything turned out wonderful. And then he forgave his brothers and his father and everything. Like they say in the fairy tales, they lived happily ever after for a little while.
Dad, we're back to there because this is so great. We'll pick it up again. Look at this boat. You mm-hmm. put Joseph mm-hmm. and Mary to, side by side. We see that's how God works.
Mm-hmm.
One, the favor of God must be upon you. Number two, He will be with you. And number three, for a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
For a purpose. Mm-hmm. And you brought that out. God just don't go around favoring people without purpose. Mm-hmm. There is a divine purpose that bring about the favor mm-hmm. of God.
Yeah, because sometimes we were calling for the favor
yeah.
because we want God to do us a favor,
yeah.
right? In a situation, we're like, let me be favored when I go to this store. Let me
yeah.
be favored when I go to this car dealership. Let me go be favored when I make this phone call. But the favor isn't for him, for God to do us a favor.
Favor. Yes, come on. Teach it.
The favor means that we have the attributes to be able to produce what God desires to see from our life, the
yes.
fruit of our life, to be able to produce. So, yeah, can favor produce a car? Yeah,
yes.
If you need a car to be
yeah.
able to go do what
do
you need
purpose.
To do
yeah.
for your purpose,
purpose,
to be able to get from point A to point B. So sometimes, you know, we have to think about, you know, sometimes how silly our prayers sound because we're praying for favor. First of all, we already have favor, right? We already have favor. We're already created with everything that we need to bring forth our purpose. So we're crying out for favor, but then we really want God to do us a favor
yeah.
instead of us coming into full compliance
alignment.
With his word and
yes.
his assignment for our life. And then we're operating where, you know, these doors are opening, double doors are opening. Just like, you know, I like to use the example of anytime you're planning to go to a store, if you go to Walmart, whatever, you're at home making your list, you have your money, you know exactly what you want. Well, the doors don't open for you until you're standing in front of the doors. You know, when you're driving there and you're on your way, the doors still don't open for you until you come into alignment with that sensor there on that door. So though sometimes we have, you know, all the resources and we have the plan, if there's no action, if there's no momentum getting us to the set place in alignment, those doors are not going to open for us. And we can't say, oh, God ain't opening no doors for me when we're not standing in the right zone, right? We can't be back on Clear Lake Boulevard saying, well, the doors of Walmart aren't opening for me.
Yeah.
No, you need to get closer to the door. They're going to say you're not in the zone. You
yeah.
got to get closer
yeah, yeah.
so that they will open for you because they are able to open it. But to open for you, you have to be in position. Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count.
Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM, 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.